I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. The government health care system for the poor, Medicaid, is supposed to pay for dental care, too. But right now, most children on Medicaid don't get to a dentist even once a year. As Nancy Cohen reports, the issue is money. And in some states, Massachusetts is the latest, that issue is going to court.
Dentist Lynn Radin of North Adams, Massachusetts, slowly tilts back a green plastic chair that cradles 9-year-old Kimberly Soles.
Well, I'm going to put on some gloves and I'm going to clean your teeth a little bit.
I like my teeth clean. It tastes yummy.
Kimberly is a Medicaid patient. She first came to Dr. Radin 6 months ago in pain from an abscessed front tooth. It took a month of persistent phone calls before her mother, Beverly Soles, could find a dentist who accepted MassHealth, the Medicaid program for kids in Massachusetts.
There was nobody in our area that either didn't take MassHealth or it was a 2-3 month waiting period to get in. So I continued on and on and on, and then I found Dr. Radin. He took her immediately.
But it's a bit of a trek to see him.
An hour and a half, one way.
Traveling far to see a dentist isn't unusual for a MassHealth family, according to Lori Martinelli, one of the attorneys who's suing Massachusetts officials on behalf of the group Healthcare for All and 12 families on MassHealth. State officials declined to comment on this case. Martinelli says fewer than 1 in 8 dentists in Massachusetts take kids on Medicaid, leaving some children without the care they need.
Kids are going to school with serious dental pain or dental problems because they can't get in to see a dentist.
At issue are the rates Medicaid pays dentists. In many states, they're well below market rate or even below the cost of treatment. For instance, Lynn Radin typically charges $126 for a filling, for which MassHealth pays him $78. Cape Cod dentist Timothy Martinez spent nearly 2 decades working in clinics treating patients too poor to pay for dental care, but he says he'd go out of business if he saw kids on Medicaid in his private practice.
I wouldn't be able to pay my staff, I wouldn't be able to pay my rent, I wouldn't be able to buy my supplies based on what the reimbursement is.
Martinez says the reimbursement problem is compounded by a policy unique to the Massachusetts Medicaid program known by dentists as come one, come all.
Once you sign up for it, I am responsible for taking anyone that calls who wants an appointment on Medicaid. My phone would probably be ringing off the hook, and it would be great if I could take 50 families. That would be fantastic, but that doesn't exist.
Other barriers cited by dentists are the claim forms and authorization requests required by the state. Dr. Lynn Radin says in some cases, they're not worth the trouble.
Sometimes it's just it doesn't pay to fill out all this paperwork to be reimbursed for a filling or for an examination.
With so few dentists taking Medicaid patients, some children end up in emergency rooms in acute pain. Pediatric dentist Burton Edelstein, who teaches dentistry and public health at Columbia University, says there are 3 to 4 million kids in the U.S. who suffer from dental disease.
They can't eat a meal. They can't sleep through the night. They can't pay attention in school. Those kids truly suffer.
Edelstein says dental care for poor kids is improving in a few states that have increased fees to reflect market conditions and which are farming out the management of dental services to private insurers experienced with dental care. Those suing Massachusetts want the state to make similar changes. They'd also like the state to provide checkups in public schools for children on Medicaid. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Cohen.